Wednesday morning on WTOP at 11:22.
Marijuana officially becomes legal tomorrow in Colorado and Washington State for recreational use. This, as a new Quinnipiac University poll finds, more than 50% of Americans support legalized pot, 44% oppose it. And joining us live now, CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen. Andrew, welcome back to WTOP. Thanks for being here.
Good morning. It's good to be back.
So these initiatives, if you can explain them a little bit about what they mean, seems to be a little murkier than the 17 states in the district where marijuana is legal for medical purposes. This isn't quite as clear-cut.
Well, I mean, it is, in a sense, it's more clear-cut. What you have in Colorado and Washington, unlike those 17 other jurisdictions, is legalization, where you don't have to go and get a doctor's approval. You don't have to get a form swearing that you have some sort of medical condition that marijuana would help in order to use the drug. You can use it like you can drink liquor in Colorado and Washington. Those are state initiatives. The voters in the last month basically said, we want to include this in our laws. We want to include this in our Constitution. And now it's going to be up to the federal government to decide whether it wants to tolerate this. Marijuana use, marijuana possession, even small amounts, is still a crime under federal law. Marijuana is still classified like heroin by the Drug Enforcement Agency, and so the feds are in a pickle. They either have to crack down on these states or they have to tolerate the regulations that are going to come out of Colorado and Washington as we go forward.
Do you envision this as a situation where the government either will pursue this, the federal government will pursue this through the courts to try to change what the voters have decided to do in these two states, or will they come in and literally shut down the state-approved retail establishments where marijuana can be sold?
Yeah, that's the great question, right? And it's also possible that the feds could do neither, or the feds could do both. And literally today and tomorrow are the days where I would imagine the Justice Department is going to have to decide to some extent. Now, Colorado is much more advanced than Washington State in this regard because Colorado has had medical marijuana. All of the retailers are operating. And so it would be relatively easier in Colorado than in Washington to establish a system for recreational use. But again, there's a lot of concerns and there's a lot of doubts. Going back to the initial question, what do you do about taxes? What do you do about federal taxes? If you're one of these businesses and you want to open up a place, or if you're an existing business, how do you deal with the fact that you're basically making money, taxing money, authorized by the state to tax money that essentially is in the form of an illegal activity as far as the federal income tax goes? These are difficult questions that someone's going to have to answer. My suspicion is that we will see a court challenge at some point, that the feds will say, we don't want to have this happen, that if it's going to happen, it should happen on a national level. On the other hand, there's a lot of political pressure, right, on the Obama administration to allow these states to essentially experiment with legalization, to try to raise incomes, to try to raise revenue, and to try to empty out some of the prisons. So today and tomorrow are critical days in the long history of this fight.
Andrew, thanks so much for your information. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen.